is Hookah on the Beach with Mira Schweppe Figuera. I'm here with
Aaron Sabonia
and Luke Richardson.
And we're going to be playing some cool jams for you on this fine Sunday afternoon. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Thank you. the grave, should you do the same?
Is it too easy?
Are you only trying to please them? You're desperate to deliver anything that could give you a sense of reassurance when you look in the mirror. Entertained, you're given pleasure, and that's admirable. You tell yourself, and so you gladly sell yourself to others.
Ice age heat wave, can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another planet. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day, work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Oh, float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I days get shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Themselves to death against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was great. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know that starting over's not what life's about, but my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud. We'll be right back.
world! It's me, Murdoch Nichols! Yeah!
So, kids, have you missed me? Who wouldn't, eh? It's been a long time for all of us, hasn't it? Eh? But now, I'm back!
Well, I instigated my own disappearance. You know, paying your debts off would be a tedious way to spend your illegally gotten gains. Yeah, well, I needed somewhere isolated. People were hunting me down. The black clouds were on my trail. They were cheesed off about all the dud weapons and useless shooters I'd stiff them with. None of the weapons worked. They must have got their hands on a new batch, because the next thing I know is they tracked me down. And bullets everywhere. So I needed somewhere, something unique. So I just, you know, scouted the globe, zipping around all over the place. I searched on maps, visited secret locations, until finally I found it. I knew I'd struck gold. The perfect plastic palace. Point Nemo, no man's land. The place furthest from any other landmass on the planet. No one would dream of looking for me there, would they? You know, you can make as much noise as you want. It was, you know, basically just a giant piece of rotten plastic in the middle of nowhere. The funny thing was that it looked idyllic from far away through the binoculars, like a floating paradise. But once you got closer, you could see it was just landfill. I painted the whole thing bright pink and just, you know, got on with it. My own plastic beach. Ta-da! The first thing I did was build a big Tracy Island-type Playboy mansion right on top of this plastic beach. It's just a towering, monstrous building. It's, you know, basically it houses everything from my new HQ to my state-of-the-art recording studio. It's got everything from lavish boudoirs to glass-bottomed basement rooms, secret rooms, lighthouse towers. Plastic beach is fantastic. When I first got there, I just wandered up and down, kicking the landscape. Initially, I just started twanging away on my bass, alone. Then some of it started making sense, unfortunately. So, you know, bit by bit, demo by demo, I started carving out the plastic beach record. And when I had the foundations nice and solid and sonically knew which way I was pointing the ship, I realized I had to put Gorillaz back together. It just seemed right. I wanted to start with Noodle. Noodle's my greatest asset. She's an outstanding guitarist, looks great, and a brilliant songwriter. Yeah, I went back to the place where I'd last seen her back in 2006, the scene of the El Manana video, the crash site. However, there was nothing left. I did what I could. I scraped up some of Noodle's DNA samples from the wreckage and got to work building a cyborg version of her. It ain't the real Noodle, obviously, but it's close enough for jazz. She's my own personal gunslinging, guitar-playing bodyguard. She can shoot bullets right out of her mouth, you know. What other band can stake claim to something like that, huh? I'd pretty well done what I needed to on Plastic Beach, but I was still missing that magic vocal touch. So it was time to bring in the larynx, the voice. I tracked 2D down. He wanted no part of a third Gorillaz campaign. So I just gassed him out cold, shipped him over to Plastic Beach, and installed him in the room downstairs. You can get away with ditching lots of aspects of a band, skipping parts, putting it down to experimentation, but you can't switch the singer. And Russell, well, as you know, he's had his big, bad breakdown, seeing demons shooting out of the speakers. Yeah, I get that every day. I don't know what he's complaining about. He ended up living in Ike Turner's basement, which I thought was a euphemism for something else. Shall we hear a little of the record now? My throat's getting very dry.
Legendary heavy glow, sunshine, thunder roll, keep this on. Yes, the lantern burn for a man easy.
Ooh, now there's a plot twist I hadn't seen coming. What's the chances of that? I've got some fantastically exciting news. Some groundbreaking info of what we gorillas are up to next. And I don't think I'm giving away too much when I say it's live and tickets are available. Yes!
After not being able to make it to Coachella and then missing out on the Roundhouse shows, I tell you, buddy, there is no way I am missing out again. Myself, 2D, and our cyborg noodle went off to the O2 Arena the other day to do a little spot of rehearsing, in the actual venue. Only to be confronted by that sodding Gorillaz live band again. You know, the one with Damon Albarn in it? And half the Clash? 50% of the Clash, yeah? Then, this time, right, they actually stopped us getting to the stage. And then the O2, well, you know what they've done? They've gone and used the footage to advertise the gigs.
Oh, no. Not them.
It's my bad! You know, Gorillaz ain't just Damon Albarn and his gang of hapless goons. It's us. There'll be curtains for anyone who stops us, right? Russell will probably be back by then, too. I'm sure he'll sort them out.
But, you know, I've noticed this mysterious brown dome way, way off in the distance. And it seems to be inching closer and closer to the island. Still, probably nothing, eh? The chances of that dome turning out to be Russell's big, bald head is ridiculous, isn't it? And I've got a funny feeling that I haven't heard the last from the real noodle. Who knows how this will all pan out? I don't know.
Madam! The ship is under attack from pirates! I've been sent to escort you to the lifeboats! Madam! Oh! Oh dear.
by Gorillaz.
Featuring Stylo and Up on Melancholy Hill. The other songs we played were the XX intro, Goatee, Smoke and Mirrors, Modest Mouse, World at Large, followed by Float On. And now we're going to start up with Welcome to the World of Plastic Beach.
Gorillaz in the Boss Dog, Planet of the Apes. Revolution will be televised, and the pollution from the ocean, now with devotion, push peace and keep it in motion. Kids gather around, yeah, I need your focus. I know it seems like the world is so hopeless. It's like Wonderland. Now fascinate me, picture and animate me. Cause I'm rolling, heat holding, click clacking, crack a lacking, full packing, more stacking, acting the fool when I teach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Boss dog, give it to us. Get involved. Turn it up. Speed it up. Slow it up. Underground, buddy, under us. Undercut. Shipped up. Chipped out. Swimming with the sharks with my gills up. Turn the wheels up real tough. Drinking lemonade in the shade. Getting blade with a gang of pilgrims. Yeah, this my path. Belly flopping, locking while I'm rocking in the bubble bath. And I'm just like math. Four zones added up to get you more cash. Yeah, so quick, so fast. All the kids say they love it when I make them laugh. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach.
Don't forget to ring a towel.
Puff, 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 puff,
into my house like, what up, I got some good pot, I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop, ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty, my friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey, rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time, dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries, draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me, probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea, piss, But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchy snacks. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got Volcano.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's pipe?
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, yards full of old black men and the gray. that automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the rain they call the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Leaving cards with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babies sleep, rocking.
Shop my hand. Ombe say, Ombe tell you to run.
Oh boy, oh boy.
The moment to see, moment to young. Well, pick me up with golden hand. Ombe say, Ombe tell you to run.
Oh boy, oh boy.
The moment to see, moment to young. Well, how we will cry.
All right, that was Hookah on the Beach. This is Aaron.
Mira.
And Luke with the yeah, yeah in the back. That was Welcome to the World of a Plastic Beach by the Gorillaz, followed by Macklemore with some Pot Shop. Then we had some Sweet Disposition, Temper Trap. Then Young the Giant. Guns out, followed by Cough Syrup with some good old Willie Nelson, then City of New Orleans, and finally, for our last song, The Rusted Root, Send Me On My Way. I hope you guys enjoyed Hookah on the Beach, and this is...
Join us next Sunday at 12 p.m.
See you guys for next week at 12 p.m. All right, catch y'all later.